Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where in a sudden and quick outbreak of bipartisanship, both houses of Congress have somewhat surprisingly voted to avoid one of those government shutdown showdowns. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
In the U.S. Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 87, the nays are 11. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Averting a government shutdown this week, but pushing budget negotiations into early next year. Democratic Senator Patty Murray.
Avoiding a shutdown is so very far from mission accomplished. We have a lot of work to do after the dust settles and before the next shutdown deadline comes up.
The spending package splits the deadlines for passing full-year appropriations bills into two dates, January 19th for some federal agencies and February 2nd for others.
President Biden announces a resumption of direct U.S.-Chinese military communications, and following hours of talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping near San Francisco also says
the United States will continue to compete vigorously with the PRC. But we'll manage that competition responsibly so it doesn't veer into conflict or accidental conflict. And where it's possible, where our interests are coincide, we're going to work together like we did on fentanyl. That's what the world expects of us.
Turning to the war in the Middle East, Israeli troops have gone into that hospital in Gaza, continuing to claim it houses Hamas fighters, but offering no proof, and with very different accounts of what is going on there. Our correspondent, Deborah Pata, is trying to sort it out in East Jerusalem.
Inside the besieged hospital, civilians seeking refuge and critically ill patients, their presence fueling international calls for a ceasefire, a place of healing turned into a battle zone.
In Washington Wednesday night, protesters calling for a ceasefire in that Israel-Hamas war were confronted by police near Democratic Party headquarters. There were a few injuries and one arrest. YouTube rolling out new rules for AI content, including requiring creators to reveal whether they have used generative artificial intelligence to make realistic-looking videos. Ian Schurz, a CBS News tech contributor.
AI tools are already very easy to use to manipulate photo, video, and audio. And especially as the 2024 election starts to really heat up, experts say technologies like this create a powder keg of potential disinformation.
On the Health Watch, it is time to put down the cigarettes for Thursday's Great American Smokeout. Tobacco expert Thomas Ilioia says it is never too late.
As soon as you quit smoking, within minutes, you start to see the health benefits in terms of your circulation and your heart rate.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a run on new opportunities for high-speed internet in rural Wisconsin. The state has $42 million worth of grants to give out, but the number of applications it got asked for more than 221 million. More than 251,000 locations in Wisconsin still lack service, and about as many have internet that's below current standards. The Public Service Commission will now start poring over the applications. People who help their older and disabled loved ones at home for no money are asking for help from the state of Wisconsin. Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin.
Each year, Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers provide about 538 million hours of care to their parents, spouses, and partners, and they do it for no pay.
A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work with caregivers to make sure they're getting what they need. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had one of the worst losses of the season a few weeks ago in Toronto. That changed tonight with a 128-112 victory over the Raptors. Big night for Damian Lillard. He ended up leading with 37 points. Malik Beasley scoring as well, having his best night of the season with 30 points scored. Now, the Bucks were without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who sat out due to a sore calf muscle, for Jay Crowder, out 8 weeks now after having that surgery yesterday for a groin injury. Marjon Beauchamp was roughed up. Malik Beasley spoke to Bally Sports Wisconsin after the game.
Jay Crowder, too. You know, we're still thinking about you, brother. We love you. Keep healing.
And then, no, we just got resilience, man. You know, we're a deep team. I think that we want to be where we want
to
be.
And it was a big win for Bucks manager Adrian Griffin to beat the team he came from before he took over as the head coach of the Bucks. Beasley says he's looking forward to dinner on the coach.
It feels great to get a win for coach. You know, dinner's on him now.
That's the Bucks' Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 64. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for scattered showers 41. High of 44 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer engineer, the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board in his fall flannel, trying to keep up with Pat Kreitlow's of the world up there in Lake Wissota. It is that time of year, although it feels like the end of summer. Welcome into the program. It is Wednesday, November 15th, 2023. It is hump day here on a Wednesday.
Hump day!
That's exactly what it is. 6 minutes now past the 12 noon hour. Happy to have you all along with us. Mr. Zommers, I feel like playing hooky today. I mean, I went out for coffee a little while ago. It is gorgeous. I mean, it is a quintessential Wisconsin fall day.
It is very nice outside. That is for sure.
Yeah, it's bright sun, blue sky. What's left of the leaves are just beautiful on the trees. If you have a chance today, if you're in Wisconsin, get out and enjoy it, because by the weekend and into next week, winter is going to reappear. But glad to have you along with us. As per usual, on a Wednesday, it is Crossover Wednesday, and that means our friend from up north will join us in a moment. But want to remind you, in hour number two, at the bottom of the hour, we have Brian Van Hooker of Crack.com. This is going to be great. We're going to be talking about the 100 greatest Looney Tune characters of all time. And no, that does not include the United States Congress. But we will be talking about the Looney Tune characters from Crack.com in the second hour. But right now, as we said, per usual, our colleague up north, he hosts Up North News Radio every morning, 6 until 8 across Civic Media. He is Pat Kreitlow from the banks of Lake Wissota. And joining us from the nation's capital, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson. Mr. Kreitlow, Mr. Olson, how the heck are you guys?
I'm fine. We're fine. Very good. Thank you.
Well, great. Is it beautiful?
I gotta know. Do you have the list in front of you? Because I want to know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. Gorilla Monsoon. Where do you think Gorilla Monsoon is?
Boy, I do have the list in front of me, but I gotta scroll through it all. I'm not sure.
I'm just saying, one of my favorite Bugs Bunny cartoons is when he takes on this big burly baseball team, and I believe Gorilla Monsoon was one of the players.
We'll ask that. Gorilla Monsoon. All right, hang on. I'm taking a note.
I did find it, by the way.
Oh, really? What number is it?
I used Control F. If you do Control F, you can find things on the page.
I love that you've got the kid producer now who's saying, hey, Grandpa, here's how we find things in a document.
Yeah, I know. This has been an ongoing thing of mine. In fact, yesterday we had Chris Pauls on with this band Super Tanker, and I asked him what the name of the album was. And we had played the title cut, which is called Boiler.
Yeah, Boiler. The title track is Boiler. And then he was like, so what's the title of the album? And I said, well, Todd, it is the title track.
Title track. There's a reason they call it that. Yeah. You worked in radio before.
I did. Not enough coffee. Here, by the way, if I sound out of sorts, and Pat can relate, he went to the optometrist lately. I feel like I'm bringing Colonel Klink back because I only have one side of my glasses right now because they broke again.
Oh my gosh, you do. Look at that.
Look at that. But the good news is my new glasses are in. Schultz! General Bullcarter!
And no, that's
love
not
that show. Saw every episode. Loved it.
Me too. And now starring Donald Trump and Sean Miller. So I mean, you can see that on Comedy Central near you. Great to have you both with us. I want to get your take on this. Speaking of Looney Tunes, this happened in the United States Congress yesterday during a Senate hearing. You had Senator, and by the way, I didn't even know that this guy existed until yesterday. And I know this is part of what he wants, so I'm reticent to say his name, but I'm going to anyway. First of all, he's got two names pushed together. Mark Wayne. I mean, instantly, you know, this guy's trouble. Mark Wayne. Mark Wayne Mullen represents Oklahoma, apparently, in the United States Senate. He's been having a Twitter war with one of the Teamster guys, Sean O'Brien. And yesterday, in a Senate committee hearing, Sean O'Brien from the Teamsters was a witness, and Mullen was questioning him and calling out these tweets. Bernie Sanders, yes, Bernie Sanders was the committee, or is the committee chairman, and this is what happened, and hilarity ensued.
Like he's self-made. Sir, I wish he was in the truck with me when I was building my plumbing company. Myself and my wife was running the office because I sure remember working pretty hard and long hours. Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been, always will be. Quit the tough guy act and these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time, cowboy. Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Big no, guy. Hold, stop it.
Is that your solution, every Republican?
No, no, sit down. Sit down. Okay. You know, you're a United States Senator. Sit down.
Active. Oh,
okay. Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond, Mr. Chairman?
Hold it. Hold it. If we can, no, I have the mic. I'm sorry.
This is what he said.
You'll have your time.
Okay.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a hearing.
No, it's not. It's a circus. What a lummox.
That, for those of you who are listening and you can't see all the visual, I mean, a United States senator took some tweets and threw them in the face of someone on the witness stand and challenged him not to a duel like Aaron Burr, but to a fisticuffs in a Senate hearing. And Bernie Sanders had to, I mean, this is where we're at in the United States Senate today. Pat, what do you make of this?
I went off on this guy this morning, this morning, because he has done this before, and he's done it with this Teamster guy before. So, I mean, it's just, it's such a tired act. I'd rather hear Trigvy's thoughts since he's closer to folks in D.C. and what they might be saying about this lunkhead.
Trigvy Olson, let's say you worked for McConnell before and McCain. What's going on in the United States Senate?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. McCain's a good one because, I mean, John McCain was a legitimate tough guy. And he did get in some scraps when he was a kid. But, man, he respected the institution of the United States Senate, and he learned his lessons the hard way that got tested and found out that he wasn't as tough as he thought he was. And he would talk about that quite a bit, about how much he grew up because of that. I just think there's so much of this Fox like fake tough guy. I can't even say
faux
tough guy stuff. Well, DeSantis was doing that stuff in the debate. And honestly, I said to, I was texting with a friend of mine who's working on one of the other candidates' campaign. He said, I'm just so sick of this. You know, it's the guy at the bar who's running his mouth, how tough he is. Mm-hmm. And then when the fight breaks out, he's running for cover and you have to stand up for him. Right. Like these guys, It's crazy. I think it's kind of funny that the guy stood up to him, and I will also say I don't agree with Bernie Sanders on much, but he's a guy I bet has old man strength. I don't think you want to mess with Bernie.
That could be.
But what do you guys make of it? I mean, to Trigvy's point, we've seen, and if you go on this Yahoo, this United States Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, it sounds like somebody who's gonna, race a big oversized four-wheel drive. Come to the Coliseum, Mark Wayne Mullen driving, Sunday.
Driving Gorilla Monsoon.
Right.
That's right. Yes.
So you got Mark Wayne Mullen. But if you go on his Twitter page, here he is with all these firearms and a gun.
Of course.
And to trick these points, it's like, come get me. And then there's a great photo of this dude from January 6th huddling behind seats on the floor of the United States Congress while actual police officers with guns are taking on people with their firearms. I mean, this guy is a coward. He is a yellow belly sapsucker. But I think it's just ridiculous, this vitriol. I mean, Republicans have embraced this violence, you guys.
It's, well, again, it's part of the act now that they think that all of this is entertainment. It's all just another offshoot of wrestling, which used to be almost quaint on Sunday mornings, you know, with kind of the cartoon level of violence. You stomp your floor on the mat while you're hitting them, and your people will think, oh, you really did hit them. Mm-hmm. And then pretty soon you're hitting people with chairs, and you're getting the crowd whipped up into a Jerry Springer frenzy, and the music and the money. And now people think, well, our politics is supposed to be like that. And you've got this guy from Oklahoma who probably saw the movie Idiocracy one too many times and likes it, wants to be Nacho Supreme, you know, one of the characters in there. And that's, we're supposed to be better than this. Supposed to be.
Yeah. Pat, are you trying to tell me that Vern Gagne at age 86 didn't really beat up Hulk Hogan?
I had met Vern Gagne when he was right about 70 or so. And I met a couple. They could not be nicer people.
Really?
And that's the thing, yeah, is that these guys now, I'm not convinced that there's much nice about them behind the scenes, that they think this is how you're always supposed to be. And they think that this is a show. It's not a show. It's running the country, the state. It's keeping society on an even keel instead of saying, how can we upend it? Embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. And what I think is, to your point, Pat, to me is dangerous is the people like this, Mark Wayne Mullen, others, you're right. To them, it's just a show. But to people who are following the MAGA movement in America, who may be a little on the spectrum or whatever you want to say, they buy into this. And then you get situations like what happened in Michigan, where real people try to kidnap other real people, elected officials, and harm them physically, or this dude that showed up at the Capitol in Madison with guns looking for Tony Evers.
Here's the thing. One of the things that you enjoy most, that Trigvi and I enjoy most about our political work, is when you can talk to somebody and you realize you disagree on something and you end up having this really good conversation and you figure out at the end that there actually are a couple things you agree on, a couple things you're going to disagree. You shake hands. You might even made a friend out of it. But as things keep going down this road, I don't know that I can have those conversations with people because you worry that they're going to take a swing at you or pull out, you know, a weapon or something, because too many people think that that's where society is going next. And if we want to have these conversations with people that help make things happen, we have to not be afraid of one another. But that can't happen when you're ratcheting up the violent rhetoric this way.
Trevor Noah has a new podcast, and we played this cut from him earlier this week on the show. It's called What Now? And he talked exactly about what you're saying, Pat, is that why are we, he said he overheard somebody recently saying, you know, well, I wouldn't say this in public, but, or I wouldn't say this if I was being recorded, but. And Trevor Noah said, we've gotten to the point where we're now afraid to have the conversations about the hard topics. And that's where we really get dangerous, where it just becomes dangerous to have a conversation.
Yeah, I would add, though, having worked in all these places where democracies have failed, democracy dies in silence of people who know better. And the autocratic actors want us to be afraid. And they, you know, Donald Trump was doing a lot of autocratic intention signaling lately. Mm-hmm. It's an attempt to try and make people afraid, to make them silent, to make them not want to have those conversations, to not have faith in each other.
That's right.
We'll continue to have conversations here and also on Up North News every morning from 6 until 8 on Civic Media. You can find it on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow, thank you so much. We appreciate you, my friend.
See you later. Thank you.
We'll see you back more with Trigvi on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lowball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Appreciate you spending your lunch hour with us, whether you're taking a walk over lunch, getting some exercise on this beautiful autumn day in Wisconsin, whether you're sitting at your desk having lunch or wherever you are. Thanks for taking us along with you on a Wednesday. As per usual, on Wednesdays, we are always honored to have our friend and colleague here, Trygve Olsen. Like me, a former Republican and worked for a lot of great names, not just here in Wisconsin, like Tommy Thompson, and volunteered and also worked directly, but also went on to work for people like Mitch McConnell and John McCain on the national scene. Like me, left the party for his own reasons and now is a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, doing great things all across the country. Trygve Olsen, and Trygve, we always appreciate you carving time out for us. One of the cool things about you is your resume and your experiences and what you bring to the table. You're not just a pundit that sat in a think tank. You actually have been around the world, and I really appreciate that about you. I want to play this cut. Jonathan Carl, longtime ABC News correspondent, has a book coming out this week or next. And he's been doing some interviews and he's been talking about some of these things that he has discovered regarding Donald Trump, the front runner for the Republican nomination. And in particular, what he asked now U.S. Senator Mo Brooks to do for him in terms of he still believes in the big lie of the 2020 election. I want to play this cut and I want you to put it into context for us, Mr. Zomers.
But he kept on going on into last year. Into 2022, he actually went to Mo Brooks, who he had endorsed running for Senate in Alabama.
Who's quite conservative, I think people should be.
Mo Brooks, I mean, let's put it this way. He wore body armor to the speech outside the White House on January 6th. He was the first guy to lead the objections in Congress to Biden's certification. So anyway, so Mo Brooks, he called Mo Brooks up and... again, on an unannounced call, and Mo Brooks told me he picked it up, and he made a series of four demands of him. And the demands were all related to this reinstatement thing. He wanted Brooks to go out and call on Biden to be removed from the White House, call for a rerunning of the election, and for Trump to be reinstated as president. And Mo Brooks, again, in a pretty extreme Trump diehard, said, no, that's unconstitutional. I can't do it. And Trump then a few days later withdrew his endorsement. But this is what was going on. He really thought that something was going to happen, the cyber ninjas audit in Arizona and everything else, that it was all going to come to this big culminating moment and he was going to go back into the White House.
That is Jonathan Carl, longtime ABC correspondent, appearing on Jen Psaki's show on Inside on MSNBC. Trygve, what is your takeaway from that anecdote, that story from Jonathan Carl?
You know, I mean, I just think it's further evidence of what's happening. Autocratic actors, in hindsight, once they've taken control, you know, you talk to people in the places where it's happened, and all the signals and signs were there. You know, the beer hall pooch, the Lukashenko in the legislature, Putin. Right. Mm-hmm. Like it's always pretty obvious in hindsight because they're there. And it's just another example of it. And I will tell you, Todd, you know, you mentioned the fact that I was fortunate enough and have been fortunate enough to get to travel all over the world, having grown up in River Falls. And, you know, I get asked by my buddies, but as you also know, because I talk about it and listeners do too, my best friends in the world are up in River Falls and Hudson. You know, one of them asked me recently, they're like, what's your favorite place of all the places you've been? And I said, the bridge over the St. Croix River. Mm-hmm. They're like, like, the bridge over the St. Croix River. Why is that? Because whenever I cross it, I know I'm home. If people in Wisconsin tend to be optimistic. People in Wisconsin, they wear green and gold, not red or blue, typically. But that is starting to erode. You know, Pat was talking about it. And that is a sign of the toll that what Donald Trump is doing is starting to take, that people are starting to view each other as enemies, even in places like the state of Wisconsin. And I may have some quantitative data in the next couple of weeks when I'm on the show, but that's the toll that it's taking, because all of this, and it's because people like Mo Brooks should have called a press conference immediately and said, this is what Donald Trump asked me to do.
Right.
But there's far too many people who are being silent, and that crosses all sides. And the institutions, the big institutions, entertainment, business, media, politics, academia, everybody needs to start looking in the mirror and saying, what can I do? Because we're headed for a disaster in 51 weeks. Because we're getting to a place where neither side, imagine this. Can I give people a scenario?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Imagine this. Donald Trump loses the popular vote, which he will, by 8 million votes. But he squeaks by in Wisconsin by 12,000, wins Pennsylvania by 20, 25. Mm. Both real scenarios based on the polling. What's going to happen? He's won the election. Are people on the left going to want to accept that, knowing that if they give power to Donald Trump, that he's never going to give it back? Are they going to be saying Congress needs to do something, the Supreme Court needs to do something? Donald Trump's immediately going to go to the streets. People will go to the streets. Donald Trump's immediately going to say, see, I told you, they're doing exactly, now never mind what he tried to do illegitimately. Mm-hmm. They may be trying to do legitimately. There will be absolute chaos and pandemonium, because when countries and places are no longer willing to adjudicate who holds power by elections, we're back to what we were before the founding fathers started the American experiment. People need to really start asking themselves, is that what they want? Joe Biden, you know, is probably going to be the Democratic nominee. He has issues, but the reality is, this is where how much the country is getting torn apart. And I'm not optimistic until we all start saying, we're not going to be afraid. We're going to speak up. There's way too many people who know things that are going on are wrong, including Mo Brooks, who aren't speaking up.
I want to be clear, make sure we get it right. You're not necessarily saying today that you think what the scenario you just laid out will, in fact, or is guaranteed to happen, but you're just setting up a scenario that could happen.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to happen. But it's dependent upon all of us.
Right.
And the country faces, you know, I mean, it's something that really I having all that experience in all these places, it's weighing on me. Now, the one thing I say to people when I go through that, the one thing that makes me optimistic, and I say this a lot, if there was a place in the United States, at least for me, that was going to be ground zero in determining whether the American experiment continues or not, I'm glad that it's literally people in places like Western Wisconsin and Wausau and Green Bay and Waukesha and Dane County, people across the state of Wisconsin that are going to be people who are central to deciding it, because they're good people. They love the country. But that literally is going to be what's at stake. And Wisconsin is going to be playing a central role. And beyond the fact that I'm from Wisconsin and spending an hour with you and your listeners is literally the favorite part of my favorite part of my week, because I get to talk about the Green Bay Packers. That's what's at stake.
We'll talk about more what's on stake and also your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Call in for questions for Trigby, 844-967-2789, or text us on the app. We'll take those and talk more with Trigby Olson, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. After this, don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News brief. The Senate followed the lead of the House and passed a temporary stopgap money bill that prevents any kind of government shutdown Friday night and at least early into next year. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I hope the new speaker continues to choose the bipartisan approach
as he commendably has in his first foray.
In the Middle East, with Israel now inside that Gaza hospital, President Biden insists...
One thing has been established is that Hamas does have headquarters, weapons, materiel below this hospital.
Though Israel has not shown proof of that so far.
The IDF came out with video which shows some weapons, computers, a few sets of body armor, but they did not find any Hamas fighters, they say, and there was no mention of the tunnels that they've been speaking a lot about.
Correspondent Deborah Pata in Washington. Wednesday night, there was a demonstration for a Mideast ceasefire near the Democratic Party headquarters. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foote.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is lifting lockdowns at state prisons in Waupun and Green Bay. Inmates have been confined to their cells for months because of safety worries and not enough guards. Inmates will soon get access to more prison programs, and some inmates in Waupun will be moved out. The governor says he's also keen on hiring more guards. Starting pay for those jobs went up to $33 an hour in the new state budget. More young people are taking part in Wisconsin's registered apprenticeship program than ever before. The paid training program combines on-the-job learning and education from technical colleges and private training centers. More than 16,000 apprentices are taking part. That's the highest number in the program's 112 years. Workforce development officials say the program is a way to bring job seekers and employers together. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 64. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for scattered showers, 41. High of 44 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
The Todd Alma Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light. At 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC time, that's 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Glad to have you along with us on a Wednesday. Mr. Zommers on the board. Mr. Trivi Olson, Senior Advisor to Lincoln Project on StreamYard, joining us from our nation's capital, where things have been a bit tenuous at best. Talking before the break there, and Trigvi really laying it out, and I appreciate that, Trigvi. We got a couple of texts earlier in the week when we started talking about this, and look, I get it. People are like, geez, Todd, why are you, it's such a downer. All this stuff is so depressing, so serious. It's really like, you sound like the world's going to come to an end. And to your point, and other people as well, the great thing is, this is not cast in stone. What you laid out is avoidable if people take action and stop it. But to sit here and be Pollyanna and say the world is beautiful and don't worry, I think is not responsible on our part either.
Well, then you're like Senator Mullen, right? You're all, I'm a tough guy. And then when, you know, the Capitol's being stormed or Josh Hawley, you're running away.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I want to follow up a little bit more on, I'm not going to get deep into it, but the stories in the New York Times, Washington Post over the weekend, and it really is, and this has caught a lot of people's attention, in addition to Trump's so-called Veterans Day speech and tweets. And again, contrast this to President Joe Biden, who shows up at Arlington. I watched most of the speech. It was a great speech talking about how his son, Beau Biden, you know, heard the call of duty. There was no mention of partisan politics whatsoever. It was a great salute to veterans in our country. That was barely covered by any mainstream media whatsoever. But what got all the coverage was Trump's, you know, social media. And he used this phrase that the opponents of MAGA are vermin and will be rooted out. And again, if you're a student of history, that is language directly from Hitler and Mussolini. And finally, I think people said, wait a minute there. That was not a one-off or an off-the-cuff remark, because media journalists also got and said that was in the teleprompter in the speech. And then he sent it out on his Truth Social network. So that language was not a mistake. That was intentional. And then you combine that with these stories in New York Times, Washington Post, his longtime flack, Sean Miller, talking about, as you said, on day one, implementing martial law, implementing or the Insurrection Act, rather, and then these
sending people to Gitmo.
Yeah, the essentially concentration camps of people that they don't believe are documented people, and perhaps even people who support them. I mean, this, we're not making this up. This is stuff that has been proven. These are the plans of a second Trump administration. Do I have that right?
You do. That's what they're, again, you know, I had this tweet where I it was something Trump had retweeted. It was Capitol burning and him walking in, and I'm going to fix these people or whatever.
Yeah.
And I tweeted it out and made the point that, you know, it's autocratic signaling and this is what they do. And I was saying that in the previous piece that is what's happening here. And I will tell you, you know, I worked years ago on one of Angela Merkel's campaigns, and I spent a fair amount of time in Germany, made a bunch of great friends, went to Oktoberfest, which was awesome.
I'm sure it was.
Got to do a bunch of things where I woke up and was hungover and thought, how did I go from River Falls to here? But I will tell you, when you're in Berlin, what you discover two things. One, Germans are the most sane, rational people you'll encounter. And then you walk around right out in front of the U.S. Embassy and the Brandenburg Gate, and you see this memorial to what happened in World War II. And you go to the Reichstag, and you see the roof that's glassed in because it was burned and bombed. And you walk around, and you see these letterboxes that every member of parliament gets. And there's a bunch of them painted in red with famous names like Hitler and Eichmann and Goebbels and all these people. And it's a reminder that free people can vote themselves out of freedom and end up causing lots of pain and suffering. It can happen. And, you know, we're humans. We have immense compassion at times. and we can be awful and hateful and animalistic at others. But it's all a choice, and we have got to, and it literally starts in the state of Wisconsin, because Wisconsin is going to be essential in deciding this. Who do we want to be?
Yeah.
Who are we?
And I think that's such a great point, Trigby. We had a caller, I believe Mr. Zahn is correct, I think it was Ben from Minneapolis that called in earlier this week, and he said, you know, Todd, I'm a former Republican like yourself, and some of these things you've been saying are spot on. And I really appreciated that. And I think that that's a great sign, something you and I talk about. When we talk about these things, our intent is not to cast aspersions on or attack our fellow Wisconsinites up and down Mississippi River or anywhere else. This is pointing out the leadership of the MAGA leadership in this country. And it is up to people in Wisconsin to simply ask yourself, does this add up?
Is this who you are?
Right.
Is this who you'd want as your neighbor?
Right.
I mean, the truth of the matter is that I know lots of people. I have some of my buddies who I go drinking with, you know, taken by Trump. Most of them voted for Trump in 16. A lot of them didn't vote for him in 20. A couple of them have stayed with. And Donald Trump, I can tell you, is somebody who has been really close to that world. He does not represent who they are. He doesn't even care who they are. Mm-hmm. He's taking advantage of them. I understand they're angry. I understand they're unhappy about things that are happening. Some of them justified. Most of them contrived, I think. And I say that as somebody who at times, and I can only apologize for it, like Stuart Stevens always says, I can only apologize for having pushed some of those contrived grievances. I'm sorry I did it. I would take it back if I could. I say that to people on the left all the time when they question. But the reality is he's taking advantage of them. It's part of the reason why I feel so passionate about it. He doesn't care about those things. He wants power and wants to take revenge on people he feels like have wronged him personally. It's not about their agenda.
And I think I agree with you. And I guess that's the ask that I make of our listeners every day who may still be on the Republican side of the ticket. But I simply ask, you know, think about, is this what Tommy Thompson would have done? Is this what John McCain would have done? George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, Dwight D. Eisenhower. Are these the actions that those Republicans would have taken? And I think when you have an honest conversation with yourself, you can't help but say, no, that doesn't add up. And it doesn't mean that you have suddenly, and there's nothing wrong with being a progressive liberal, but it doesn't mean just because you don't want to vote for Trump is suddenly now you're a progressive liberal. It just means, look, we have to have a reset here, and we have to have people that actually believe in the foundational democracy. And to me, Joe Biden is that person. And Trigby, just remind us again, because there's a lot of talk right now with Joe Manchin announcing that he's not going to run again for the U.S. Senate, and he's flirting once again with this No Labels party. Remind us what No Labels and any other third-party candidate really does.
Well, I mean, they have the potential to really complicate the situation, because the truth of the matter is we kind of have a day of reckoning, and they create an option where if you were having to choose between Trump or Biden, and it's a binary choice, you're really choosing America as you've known it or something different that's not America as you've known it. And, you know, multiple options become a situation where people don't have to make hard choices. And that may ultimately end up enabling, probably would, Donald Trump to win.
And I think a lot of people get frustrated. I know there are people, friends of mine, who are like, look, I don't like either one of them. I don't like either side. I'm sick of the partisanship, and we need something different. I hear that. I understand it. But if we look at history, and you and I, Trigby, you even more so than I, know the realities of politics today, and for a variety of reasons, whether it's Citizens United or the money or the strategery, there is just no way that a third-party person has a chance to win this election. Am I right or wrong about that?
I mean, I would never say never, but I think if you make that decision out of emotion rather than thinking strategically, what you may end up be doing is casting a vote for the candidate that you don't like that would change the country. I mean, but I would also say I know we have progressives who are listening. You know, I have 7 rules for dealing with autocrats. You can find it on Twitter. They're shaped by my work with Russians and Belarusians, Venezuelans. They really were written for them, and I never thought they'd be applicable in the States, but they are. But, you know, rule number 3 is don't hand the other side battering rams with which to beat you. And if you're a progressive, you really need to think about how do you not hand battering rams to Donald Trump and his forces. And you may be angry with Biden about policy choices that he's making or feel like he hasn't done enough. But the truth of the matter is, if you stay home or you're not involved going out, knocking on doors and doing things, you're in essence empowering and doing what Donald Trump wants you to do, which is be angry with Joe Biden when the person you should be angry with is the person who's literally talking, you know, quoting Adolf Hitler and wrapping himself in what he's going to do to people like you.
We're talking to Twigvy Olson. He is the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, like me, a former Republican, grew up in River Falls, Wisconsin, worked all around the world, and is now joined us each and every Wednesday. If you have a question for Twigvy, give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Twigvy, a lot of people didn't pay attention to it because a lot of people didn't even know he was in the race, but the GOP field for president got a little smaller this week. Tim Scott decided to bow out. This
Who?
Yes, Mr. Summers. Who?
Tim Scott. Yeah, Tim Scott got out of the race. That's not surprising. I mean, listen, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, do the Republicans avoid... I mean, I think, you know, Vivek's going to stay in regardless because it's an ego trip. And quite honestly, maybe he's a Manchurian candidate to try and help Trump. But it's going to be really interesting because I think, you know, it's really going to come down to Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. And one of them, are they willing to get out? And DeSantis is now to 4th place in New Hampshire. You know, we'll see. I think... you know, the only way that Trump gets seriously challenged is if one person emerges against him.
Right. Everybody kind of rallies around an alternative.
And even then, I don't really foresee that happening, although, you know, maybe it could. I know they're amongst thinking Republicans, because one of them called me recently to talk about my mom, just say they were sorry. You know, they're really struggling with this because they understand that Trump is bad. And,
Let's go to the phone lines quickly. 844-967-2789. Karina from Milwaukee. Karina, just about a minute left. What's your question for Twigvy?
The Trump is scary and delusional and hypocrite. I mean, everything that you can say about the human being, he has it. What I'm worried about right now, guys, and it's from Republican side of the deal, that the new speaker we have, he's pushing for a constitutional rearrangement or just changing the constitution, and the Walker comes out and says, "Oh, the Wisconsin is for it." Can you talk about that? Because I don't get it. I mean, how is it that we're giving a power, a practically unlimited power to someone to say, yay, whole Wisconsin is going to do this. We are for a new constitution.
Right.
That's not true.
Appreciate the call, Karina. Spot on. Once again, Scott Walker has been brought back into the conversation on Wednesday. Imagine that. We'll have Trigvy's response on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up at hour number 2, Brian Van Hooker back on the program from Cracked.com. We'll be talking at the bottom of the hour, the 100 greatest Looney Tunes characters of all time. One of them I'd forgotten. Remember Block Jacques Chirac? Fantastic character of Looney Tunes. We'll be talking about that. Lots of Looney Tunes in politics. Before the break, Karina from Milwaukee asked the great question. New Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, throwing around another constitutional convention, changing the Constitution. And who seems to be in favor of this? None other than our old friend, Trivial's old friend from Badger Boys State, Scott Kevin Walker, saying that he's all about it. What do you think, Trivial?
He's kind of a Looney Tune in his own right, actually. I was thinking, you know, we haven't really worked the Packers in.
No,
Scott
exactly.
Has some epically stupid tweets during Packer games. So I think that it's pretty clear that Scott Walker will go down in history as the Scott Tolzien of governors. He is to governors what Scott Tolzien is to Green Bay Packers quarterbacks. In fact, I might tweet that. At some point.
I like that, actually.
Tormented. Anyway, yeah, you know, I mean, they like to talk about this. Again, this is one of those things that requires diligence. Do I think that they would like to have a constitution convention and open up the constitution? Yeah, I think they probably would. And I will tell you, again, I think it's more autocratic signaling. I mean, you know, look at Putin, Lukashenko, all these guys, when they run up against the Constitution, then they hold referendums to amend the Constitution so that, you know, well, I can only serve 2 terms, but I literally, in Lukashenko's case, it said Alexander Lukashenko can serve more than 2 terms, literally wrote it into the Constitution.
Wow.
That, you know, that is because it's a guardrail. They attack guardrails,
right.
But they attack them one at a time. And it, you know, it's the old, you know, post, you know, World War II saying, first they come for the Jews and I said nothing because I'm not Jewish. Then they came for the gays and I said nothing because I'm not gay. Then they came for me and there was no one left to stand with me. Right?
Like, yeah.
That I paraphrased that.
Right. That's a paraphrase. But the point.
Anyway,
is, yeah.
Bonhoeffer, I think. They would like to open up the Constitution. I wouldn't worry too much about what Scott Walker is saying. You know, he's basically a conservative lounge act at this point. So, you know.
Well, sad news, the Silver Dollar announced they're tearing the building down here off the Capitol Square. So
you
can't,
they?
You can't catch Scotty doing his lounge act at the Silver Dollar.
No, that is sad. Well, I mean, honestly, that is what he is. He's out at the Reagan Ranch doing, you know, whatever. He's kind of the Hall and Oates of Wisconsin politics. I can't go for that. No can do.
Appreciate the calls here. A couple minutes left here to sneak in a couple more at 844-967-2789. Karina, you just wanted to clarify something real quick. Karina, go ahead real quick.
Oh, no, I was just commenting because I can agree absolutely. You know, I'm from Russia. I lived through three revolutions from all of it. I actually can recognize the signs, and I see it, and it scares me, and it's real. You are not guys making up what you're talking about it. You don't try to spin any theory. Mm. It's reality. It's true reality. This is how it happens.
I appreciate it
happened in my country, and I left the country, and I'm coming here, and they have exactly the same thing.
Well, we love you being an American here, Karina. Welcome. We thank you so much. Thank you for your perspective, and thank you for calling back. I want to go quickly. Tom and McFarland calling in. Tom, about a minute and a half left here. Go ahead, Tom.
Just to also add to the Constitutional Convention, I think that we don't want to underestimate this. I think where the one speaker is coming from is the state of Wisconsin signed on to the Constitutional Convention. Boy, it was a couple of years ago. The state legislature signed on to that. And it's just a couple more states away from this being a reality. Mm, it also speaks to how we want to make sure that our elections, they matter. They matter a great deal on much bigger, deeper issues than just what's right in front of us. And I would say that the legislature signing on to the convention is Exhibit A for why we need to have fair maps, because I can guarantee you that if we had fair maps, that would have been shot down fairly instantaneously.
Tom, thank you so much. So
when they're saying that the state... Oh,
no, go ahead. Quickly, yep.
Well, just when they say that the state of Wisconsin is for this, it's better to say the legislature is for this. And I think that the last polling that was done on the convention, the majority of the state, you know, the people, they're not for this. But when was the last time the legislature ever actually passed something that the state of Wisconsin, the people, actually favored?
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you so much. Tom McFarland, really appreciate it. About 2 minutes left, Trigvy. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I didn't mean to make light of the fact that there is a whole effort, and there has to be incredible diligence paid to that, and the case needs to get made out. And Tom is spot on. The legislature, you know, did sign on to it, and, you know, they would love to get the Constitution opened up.
Yeah.
No doubt. It's ironic, really, because they all sit and profess how important the Constitution is. You know, to our other caller from Milwaukee, you know, people like that, she's lived it, and she understands how it can happen.
Yeah. And, well, Karina is a great listener from our audience. We appreciate her. And she is, but she's talked about it on my show, on our show, on Matt Flynn's show, you know, moving here from Russia because she wanted to escape much of this. And now she gets so frustrated because she finds herself facing the same things here in her new country.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
This is the place where it's not supposed to happen.
And the great news
is it can happen here.
It can happen here. But again, the positive news is we're still at a point where we can change that if we all participate, if we all make sure we're registered, if we all go and vote and get our vote in. You know, democracy can still continue to survive into the future.
Yes. And it can't happen here if there's people in the state of Wisconsin. It's one of the places where they can stand up and ensure that it does.
Trigvy, about a minute left here. Mm-hmm. Any quick thoughts on, well, actually less than a minute, any quick thoughts I'm sorry, it's 20 seconds. Zomers is shaking his head. We haven't got time to get into the Packers. I'm sorry.
Jordan Love, he's all right.
Really? He's okay?
Yeah.
All right.
He's good.
I agree.
Trigvy loves him some Jordan Love.
Give him time.
Time. Always a great time with our friend Trigvy Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Find him on Twitter or Insta or all the other socials. Thanks, Trigvy. Appreciate you.
Yep. Thank you.
Back after this. Don't go anywhere on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.